kid Billy got picked on at school for things he couldn't change. He tried his best to play it cool, but in the seventh grade, you either fit right in or you don't fit. That's just the cold hard truth. I wish that I'd have been the friend that Billy never knew. I think it's time we come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Yup. You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell. Get a job and work or you're gonna go to jail. I just kinda wish we didn't think like that. Why's it gotta be all white or all black? And when we gonna learn to try on someone's shoes sometimes?
That's right.
When we gonna start to see from someone else's eyes? I think it's time to come together, you and I can make a change. Maybe we can make a difference, make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided. Oh yeah, undivided. Make the world a better place. Look around and love somebody, we've been hateful long enough. Let the good Lord reunite us till this country that we love's undivided.
Come on.
Oh yeah, undivided. Oh yeah.
You either go to church or you're gonna go to hell.
Oh yeah.
Welcome back. Top of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. This is Monday, March 29th, 2021. And we're taking a little trip in the Wayback Machine because we can. And I think it's informative to do so, despite the greatest show on earth occurring, you know, this week, the whole George Floyd nonsense. The masks are a metaphor, definitely. And if it wasn't a show trial, then, you know, if you really wanted to try to influence people in Bernaysian fashion, then you would have a role reversal. Basically, So, what I mean is, you know, you would have a Jerry Blackwell on the defense for Derek Chauvin, and you would have an Eric Nelson as a prosecutor, I think. Anyway, I think the, you know, the characters belie the theatrics, if that makes sense. That's just my own two cents on the matter. So anyway, we're in the Wayback Machine. I dug up some stuff from the Wayback Machine over the weekend, not the least of which the Idaho Pandemic Influenza Response Plan from March 2006 from the Idaho Department of Health and Welfare. And, you know, the point is, so now with the thing that's going on, see, people don't understand. When you think about how deeply vested people become, you know, that get into the medical field, for example. Think about a person who has spent years of their life going through an educational process. Maybe they even, you know, a lot of times this is a person who has a family background, you know, maybe dad was a doctor or whatever, and this person goes through years of education and training, maybe does you know, residency somewhere, and starts to learn certain things, and, you know, maybe at some point transitions into public health administration, that kind of stuff. Spends years, you know, and then this becomes a career field. Their identity is deeply rooted and wrapped up in this career field. And so you can see, and it's fascinating what happens, you know, the language that people use that they don't even realize they're using. You can sort of see a George Bernard Shaw bent in the sense that, you know, in moments like this, now all of a sudden, this is our time to shine, everyone. It's our time to shine. This is what we've been training for all these years. Let's go do what we do. And so, you know, it's not surprising when a lot of these folks become quickly authoritarian, because this is, you know, this is what they do, and we're the experts, and you must do what we say. It's for, you know, it's in the matter of the public interest and public health and safety and welfare and all that stuff. And I think most of them mean well, but, you know, there have been folks historically who meant well and went too far also without really realizing what they were doing until it was too late. So, I mean, if you just step back and look at this stuff on the face of it, I think it begs caution. And this was 2006. Most of us don't recall kind of a world it was. It's changing before our very eyes, despite the theatrics. You know, the theatrics are a convenient distraction and another way to pulverize the American people. It's like a meat tenderizer, you know, and cultural Marxism is the marinade. So, this is the hammer. We're being beaten over the head with the club of the circus here of the Derek Chauvin show trial, and while we marinate in cultural Marxism. So, again, it's absurd. And if we could step back and acknowledge the dialectical nonsense and just the way that it has completely eviscerated, if not destroyed entirely, any sort of anchoring in reality and truth and logic and fact in post-truth fashion, give me a persuasive argument. Nah, don't confuse me with the facts. Just give me a persuasive argument. That guy is very compelling. Did you hear his argument? Oh, my goodness. Very compelling. I agree with that guy. That's my position on the matter. So these pandemic influenza response plans that all started rolling out nationwide around 2005, 2006 as a result of national directive, that's another thing. Get to that in a second. Here is, you know, going back in the way back. Homeland Security Council, National Strategic or National Strategy for Pandemic Influenza, November 2005. Oh, yeah, there was that. And then immediately these state plans start rolling out. That was November 2005. By March 2006, all of a sudden, you know, all of the states are getting these plans that are already, wow, how did they do that? They are really, these people are very efficient. Or maybe there was something else going on. And so when I said it sounds very unscientific, mass vaccination or chemoprophylaxis is complete and or the outbreak did not materialize, sounds very unscientific unless you are, you know, a Malthusian eugenicist, then it sounds very scientific. Now, how can we get rid of a bunch of these people? And, well, here's how we do it. We'll do it by the numbers, and this is what we'll do. We'll scare them. We'll scare them to death, and we'll say, everyone line up for your shots. Go, you know, take a tent and a sleeping bag and camp out at 3 o'clock in the morning so you can get into the stadium or the whatever and get your shots. We'll just do it that way. Oh, gosh, that happened 15 years later. That's interesting. And the flu disappeared. Compliments of COVID. It's amazing. So it sounds militaristic. What's that all about? So Section 3, Direction and Control. Let's see. A, reporting during and after office hours. Let's see. The Idaho Military Division's Bureau of Homeland Security, BHS, is responsible for overall planning, direction, and coordination of statewide response operations. During a state declared disaster, Idaho operates under an incident management system. This system is documented in Idaho's Emergency Operation Plan, IDEOP. All of Idaho's state government agencies. I'm pretty sure that all means all in this case. It doesn't say all except. It says all of Idaho's state government agencies participate in this system and provide support under the IDEOP. During a state-declared disaster, the Idaho Emergency Operations Center is activated, IDEOC. And around the same time, there are a number of us who were concerned about this when we saw that happen in Kootenai County, Idaho, and it was happening all across the country. What is this? This fusion center thing, you know, Department of Homeland Security? Where did the money come from for this? And why are all you guys excited? Why are you all giddy to go play with new toys and stuff? This doesn't seem good. Who's in charge of all of this? Oh, Idaho Military Division's Bureau of Homeland Security? And to whom do they report? To the people. But, you know, not all people are created equal, right? Anyway, we believe that all men are created equal. Just some are created more equal than others, apparently. So then there's the National Incident Management System, the NIMS. Then there's Emergency Support Functions, ESF, all response activities and responsibilities to an influenza pandemic. Influenza pandemic, those are the only kind? Huh. We'll follow the ESF protocols outlined in the Idaho Emergency Operations Plan. ESF functions specific to pandemic influenza are outlined in 4B below. Concept of operations, state roles, but there's federal roles first. A is federal roles, B is state roles. That's all interesting. National Academy of Sciences, Institute of Medicine. Yeah, see the Reese Committee, Thomas McNeese testimony. Meaning what? Well, like McNeese said, you know, wouldn't you want experts at your disposal? Yes, but first I want to know what their predispositions are. You know, how would they, how do they view, what's their worldview? How do they view these things, which dictates how they will respond? This is where we get to the fork in the road. It depends on who decides. Christian socialism? No. That's an oxymoron. Who decides? So same with this stuff. You know, that's basically what Thomas McNeice was getting at in his testimony during the Reese Committee hearings. Yes, I would want experts, but first I want to know what their predisposition is. What's their worldview so that I know how they view these things, which determines how they will respond. What do you mean? Well, if you're a technocrat, you're probably, to be kind, we'll say agnostic in your view, and you're going to think that science and technology will fix everything, which it doesn't. We can cure that. What has been cured? Have you cured cancer? Have you cured AIDS? Have you, you know, publicly, do we acknowledge a cure for any of these things you've been working on? You know, we can make a vaccine for that. Really? Where's your vaccine for the first SARS outbreak? But somehow, miraculously, we got this one in, you know, what, 10 months? This vaccine wasn't a vaccine for the first one. Thank goodness for Bill Gates and Gavi and CEPI and all of these globalist organizations that are accountable to whom? What could possibly go wrong? There's already overwhelming evidence of vaccine injury and even death. Remember when the vaccines started being administered? And why do you need the military administering those? Speaking of militarism. Because the military is good at distributing things, you know. Well, that's funny. It sounds a lot like Event 201 and, you know, the UPS contingent and so on and so on. Anyway, remember when the vaccines were being administered initially and all of a sudden LA County jumped from 5,000 total deaths in the past, what, 10 months or so to another 5,000 just in the month of January. But it was the virus. It's these variants that are killing people. No, it's called immune enhancement, stupid. But it's the virus. Yes, the vaccine causes an enhanced reaction to the virus and makes the body essentially attack itself. So it's a great, plausibly deniable way to kill a bunch of people if that's what you want to do. And guys like Bill Gates do, despite the fact that some people think he's the closest thing to a saint that we've ever seen in our lifetime. My goodness, really. You know, there are a lot of folks at companies like 3Com, for example, that would beg to differ. Folks who remember Gary Kildall would beg to differ. Paul Allen might beg to differ. I digress. So, yeah, these pandemic influenza response plans were interesting. And those all came, again, on the heels of imperfect continuity with the National Strategy for Pandemic Influenza. Something happened before this. Speaking of Reichstag fires, yeah, I mentioned from the late, great Jack Otto's World War III, the table of contents. The Oklahoma City Reichstag fire. And, of course, there was another such incident in September of 2001, which, curiously, a guy named William Milton Cooper warned America about in June, and then he was gone by, what, November, I think? And that's not suspicious at all. He said they're going to blame something on this guy, Osama bin Laden. Don't you believe it. Stick around. I'll be right back.
sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
When you were here before, it couldn't look you in the eye. You're just like an angel. Your skin makes me cry. You flow like a feather in a beautiful world. I wish I was special. You're so very special. But I'm a
largest intelligence apparatus in the world, with the biggest budget in the history of the world, has been looking for Osama bin Laden for years and years and years, and can't find him. Some doofus jerk-off reporter with a camera crew waltzes right into his hideout and interviews him. So why do all these fools believe this charade? That a CNN reporter and his little camera crew could do what all the money and all the assets and all the eavesdropping and all the intelligence and all the satellites and all the undercover operatives in the world can never do. It's because they're not trying. They don't want to. Osama bin Laden is their creation, and he is serving them well. I mean, is this some kind of incredible joke that people are so stupid they'll fall for this? And now we're being bombarded with messages that Osama bin Laden is planning to attack the United States of America and Israel. Let me tell you something. If he's an enemy of Israel and the Mossad can't find him, then this thing is the biggest joke that you ever heard of in your life. And I'm telling you, be prepared for a major attack. But it won't be Osama bin Laden. It will be those behind the New World Order who once again want to take the guns and the freedom away from the American people, because we're the only ones left in the world who can oppose the destruction of freedom in the world and the implementation of a one-world totalitarian socialist government, and that is the goal. And whatever is going to happen that they're going to blame on Osama bin Laden, don't you even believe it. Another social illusion, social engineering project to change the minds and the attitudes and the beliefs of the people of the world, and especially the United States, to bring about one world socialist totalitarian government.
There you go.
I wonder what Osama...
The man, still as relevant today, every bit as relevant, you know, that's why they have to try to besmirch and discredit his legacy. You know, behold a pale horse. People, it's interesting. You know, I've talked about that in the past. People incarcerated, for example, get a hold of Bill Cooper's Behold a Pale Horse, and they start going, wait a minute, this is interesting. And the next thing you know, I mean, they got some time on their hands. They start chatting. There's a little bit of fellowship and camaraderie or whatever. And few people, you know, they have time to sort of commiserate and talk this stuff over. A few of them get out, start talking about it. And, you know, if that happens, then suddenly everyone realizes that they're all just a bit player on the stage of these theatrics that Bill Cooper was talking about. And maybe they extricate themselves from the theatrics. They excuse themselves from their roles and they don't participate. They don't give their life's energy and blood, sweat, and tears to the, you know, putting their shoulder to the wheel, playing their role anymore. And we can't have that now, can we? Everyone, you know, places, everyone. Everyone's supposed to play their part. So every bit as relevant today as he was back then. June 28, 2001. Bill Cooper predicted 9/11. And there you have it. And he tells you what they were going to do, and he tells you why they were doing it. Generally speaking, who was responsible. And, you know, even though that keeps evaporating from the YouTubes and other places on the interwebs, it's still a historical fact. William Milton Cooper predicted 9/11. 2.5 months in advance. 2 months, whatever it was. At least, you know, 2+ months, we'll say. So, I mean, if he could do it, you know, I could say the same about him. He says some stupid doofus jerk-off reporter with a camera crew goes and interviews Osama bin Laden. We could say, I don't think Bill Cooper would... you know, he wouldn't, there would be no displeasure if we say, you know, that this goofy guy with a silly little broadcast predicted 9/11, and that should tell you all you need to know, if you understand, if you follow me. Again, in contravention to, you know, Israeli Mossad, American, United States, actually, CIA, NSA, etc., NRO, DOD contingent. Naval intel, army intel, etc., etc. Somehow Mr. Cooper did it. Decrypted it all. Maybe he's part Navajo. Maybe that's what it was. So, you know, here we are some 20 years later. And have we gotten wise yet? Stick around. We'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Welcome back. bottom of the second hour of today's Road Warrior Radio broadcast. It's Monday, March 29th, 2021. We're sort of going back in the Wayback Machine a little bit. And, I don't know, an interesting juxtaposition of stuff, content. There's a show trial happening, the greatest show on earth. And so there was a Reichstag fire sort of incident. There's been another, at least one, more recently, a generation forward. And we got troops in the streets as a result of that, in a giant fenced area around the nation's capital. And that's fun. And no one seems generally concerned. The flu went away with the pandemic. That's awesome, but, you know, most people can't wait to get vaccinated, inoculated, which I think is a metaphor. So there was another Reichstag fire. Again, the late great Jack Otto. World War III, page 166, the Oklahoma City bombing, America's Reichstag fire. So he wrote, Oklahoma City bombing of the Murrah building is remarkably similar to the German Reichstag fire, which occurred just before World War II. Adolf Hitler and his fellow conspirators burned the Reichstag building so the German people would be outraged. Adolf Hitler blamed the event on the communists and got the people to yield power to him so he could squash the threat. In reality, it allowed him to tighten his grip over the nation and the German people to squash them. And, you know, we should probably maybe add the point of clarification that Adolf Hitler himself was a handled individual, a plucked, groomed, handled individual. Those who don't know or maybe doubt that, go dig up what Ivy Lee confessed to Congress about Adolf Hitler and Ivy Lee's involvement in interviewing Hitler, essentially for the position of world dictator. So, compliments of the Standard Oil and IG Farben contingent. And, you know, consequently, Ivy Lee, who was Edward Bernays before Edward Bernays was Bernays, Ivy Lee didn't last much longer. Wasn't around much longer after his congressional testimony. So this is another convenient coincidence. Whoops. We're supposed to say that. So there was this other Reichstag incident, the Oklahoma City bombing. And so skipping ahead, an Oklahoma City police officer named Terry Yeakey was working within 30 seconds of the Murrah building when the explosion took place. He was just outside the force of the explosion and immediately raced to the Murrah building. He was the first city police officer to reach the scene. Upon his arrival, he found swarms of ATF and FBI already on the scene. His initial 9-page report detailed this observation, but it was misplaced, quote-unquote, and a short 1-page version requested. He resisted pressure to forget and keep quiet until he was murdered in a field owned by the government near to where Tim McVeigh was being held in prison. The official report is that he sliced his own wrists and shot himself, but not with the service revolver. His wife Tanya carries on the torch of truth, even though she and their two young children risk being targets. The establishment media did not report much more than summaries of McVeigh's trial, similar to President Manuel Noriega's and the Waco trials. They desperately need to contain the truth and could not give the full coverage that McVeigh's trial deserved. If you want to know the truth, you must search alternative publications, the web, and listen to shortwave stations. And he lists a few as examples to discover it. So the mainstream media belongs to the globalists, and they will tell you only what they want you to believe. Speaking of the greatest show on earth occurring well, daily, but, you know, there's a big tent that has been put up this week for sure. There are many breaches of logic and reasoning in the government's case against Lee Harvey McVeigh. If he was so depraved as to destroy a building full of people, why didn't he shoot the officer that arrested him instead of meekly surrendering? If he was smart enough to engineer and orchestrate such a catastrophe, why wouldn't he know the police might stop a car without a license plate? An ammonium nitrate fertilizer bomb would leave a nitric acid cloud behind, yet rescuers were not wearing gas masks nor choking to death. Immediately after the explosion, ATF pulled the rescuers back on a security basis while they retrieved explosives. They were questioned as to why there were explosives in the building when a federal judge had ordered them removed. They responded that those were only dummy explosives. In that case, it seems they should not have stopped the rescue workers from tending to wounded and dying people. They are, as usual, not telling all the truth. Two other times the rescue was stopped because bombs larger than the one which caused the initial explosion were found. This information was soon dropped from the record. Dr. Frederick Whithurst is a supervisory special agent and a bombing specialist at the FBI's forensic laboratory. He was the one who tested Tim McVeigh's clothing for traces of bomb materials. It is his contention that there were no traces of explosive residue on McVeigh's clothing, and was willing to testify for the defense in the prosecution if the prosecution continued to obstruct justice. Agent John Hursley testified before the grand jury that McVeigh had such residue on his clothing, even though he was not the one to make the tests. Dr. Whithurst's accusation is the Bureau contaminates evidence to match the charges, quote unquote. That sounds like Lavrenti Beria, doesn't it? Show me the man and I'll find you the crime. The charges against the citizen should match the evidence rather than this outrage that amounts to false witness and the most egregious obstruction of justice. There is a tendency for those heroes who speak the unvarnished truth in the face of bureaucratic will to suffer for it. And, you know, I think maybe Trevor Aronson is someone that we insert here parenthetically. You know, his 2015 TED Talk, for example, and he said there are a few instances like Oklahoma City and the Boston bombing and stuff like that where, you know, it's legitimately a terror. I think maybe in listening more recently to Trevor Aronson, I think, and reading some of his stuff, I think maybe he's getting it figured out. There are none. There are none. These things that have, as Trevor Aronson discovered, what the FBI calls a Hollywood ending, you know, they are all theatrical productions, all of them. You know, you could say that even the genuinely organic ones are spun to fit a Hollywood style narrative, but there are none. There are none. And there haven't been for a long, long time. And I think he's getting that figured out, you know. The Boston bombing incident, the Tsarnaevs are back in the headlines. And so I'm just wondering if anyone's curious about Uncle Ruslan Tsarnaev, who lived in Graham or had at least a mailing address, you know, in Graham Fuller's basement. And like James Corbett asked, who is Graham Fuller? And what is his connection to the Tsarnaev brothers and Uncle Ruslan? I think Trevor Aronson got that one figured out. And maybe he looked a little closer at the Oklahoma City bombing. Who knows? Maybe he visited the CorbettReport.com. I think, you know, to James's credit, he does a pretty marvelous job of documenting these things fairly comprehensively. So this is a pattern. This is, you know, strategy of tension kind of stuff. And most people are not aware of those kinds of things. We should be training our children up. We should, you know, so getting back to the biblical correlation, This is not about religion. This is about national security. And the first problem is, you know, the Bible and bad guys, you know, I've talked about as an example entry, Jeffrey Steinberg's article From Cybernetics to Littleton, Techniques of Mind Control, in which, you know, the under the section, there's, let's see, the intro, then there's Russell and the Lethal Chamber, then there's Huxley's Concentration Camp of the Mind. Russell's blunt description of a scientific dictatorship was matched by the account of Aldous Huxley, author of the utopian tract Brave New World, in a speech on the U.S. State Department's Voice of America in 1961, of a world of pharmacologically manipulated slaves living in a quote-unquote concentration camp of the mind, enhanced by propaganda and psychotropic drugs, learning to love their servitude, quote-unquote, and abandoning all will to resist. This, Huxley concluded, is the final revolution. And so he goes on, and then he talks about, you know, Timothy Leary. Huxley's cohort in the 1950s experimentation with psychotropic drugs was Dr. Timothy Leary of Harvard University's psychology department, provided another glimpse into the perverted minds of the Russell Huxley Frankfurt School crowd in his autobiographical account of the Harvard University psychedelic drug project, Flashback. Leary quoted Huxley, quote, "These brain drugs mass-produced in the laboratories will bring about vast changes in society. This will happen with or without you or me. All we can do is spread the word. The obstacle to this evolution, Timothy, is the Bible." Leary then added, quote, "We had run up against the Judeo-Christian commitment to one God, one religion, one reality that has cursed Europe for centuries and America since our founding days. Drugs that open the mind to multiple realities inevitably lead to a polytheistic view of the universe. We sensed that the time for a new humanist religion based on intelligence, good-natured pluralism, and scientific paganism had arrived," end quote. So the obstacle to this evolution, Timothy, is the Bible, according to Aldous Huxley. And so the point is, speaking of national security, I mean, we should be teaching our children this. Some people are, but the first problem is that, as Bertrand Russell put it in The Impact of Science on Society, basically, most of America is raised by professional nurses. Is it necessary? No, it's not. I mean, so here's the way Bertrand Russell put it, you know, in the scientific, you know, dictatorship or the, yeah. The Impact of Science on Society, the totalitarian socialist one world government that Bill Cooper was talking about in that clip that we played. Children will, as in Plato's Republic, be taken from their mothers and reared by professional nurses. And then he adds, you know, he's talking about the widening disparity between the rulers and ruled, which, you know, this is old stuff. The exciting heralding in of this concept has been played out many times in, for example, you know, films like Metropolis. What was that, 1927? And, you know, it's a concept that dates back to antiquity, which is why Russell is drawing from Plato's Republic. Children will, as in Plato's Republic, be taken from their mothers and reared by professional nurses. So that's the first problem. That's why the Bible, that's why national security, because if we are giving our children over to professional nurses and we're allowing them to be inculcated into the mindset that the nanny state is your real mommy, and as Bertrand Russell put it in The Impact of Science on Society, the influence of parents is obstructive. Isn't that what children are getting? Where are they getting it from? It's working. Then what can, if that's happening, then what can mommy and daddy teach Young Jr.? Kind of a rhetorical question. Various results will soon be arrived at. First, that the influence of home is obstructive. People are giving their children over to the nanny state and letting these professional nurses raise them, as Bertrand Russell put it, and then wondering why children are hostile. Well, you know, he's, you know, and as some folks put it, you know, I know it'll cure him of that. Like Proverbs says, you know, though you beat him with the rod, he will not die, and he'll be better off for it. Really? That's child abuse. No, doing this and destroying a child's life, that's child abuse. Stick around, we'll be right back.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus.
$500 gets you two Commander memberships at Front Sight. $500 for two Commander memberships. Give one to whomever you...
Reluctantly crouched at the starting line. Engines pumping and thumping in time. The green light flashes, the flags go up. Churning and burning, they yearn for the cup. They deftly maneuver and muscle for rank. Fuel burning fast on an empty tank. Reckless and wild, they pour through the turns. Their prowess is potent and secretly stern. As they speed through the finish, the flags go down. The fans get up and they get out of town. The arena is empty, except for one man still driving and striving as fast as he can. The sun has gone down and the moon has come up. And long ago somebody left with the cup. But he's driving and striving and hugging the turns and thinking of someone for whom he still burns.
He's going for speed. She's all alone.
Welcome back. All right, so coming full circle, the point is, you know, doesn't matter what you want to teach your child if you've already allowed the lie to be instilled in them that the nanny state is mommy, and mommy and daddy are obstructive, as Bertrand Russell wrote. And this is, I mean, if you go read The Impact of Science on Society, then you will, and you take that seriously and realize how that has played out in the little things. People don't understand how they're manipulated. Children grow up, you know, I've talked about the ways that this thing we call public school or public education is really infecting their minds. For example, the banner in the lunchroom that has the word drugs in the middle of it, center of it, and a red circle with a red line through it. In other words, you know, say no to drugs. But most of those kids, or many, I'll say, of those kids are on prescription medication. And that is a conflicting message that is Bateson's double bind. That introduces, you know, that is the introduction of conflicting ideas that essentially frags that child's hard drive, destroys critical thought, creates schizophrenia, as Bateson pointed out. And speaking of double binds, you know, how do you reconcile that stuff when it is pervasive? It's everywhere. A friend just sent me this today in Washington State. Here are the reader board messages that are being put out. I think this is over on the coast. Vaccinated or not, please mask up. See, a lot of people said that's what's going to happen. And actually, guys like Fauci said that. Well, you know, we'll probably still have to do all this stuff. Then why do it? I mean, why? And this gets to the point of the people who say, well, you know, if you're vaccinated, then we need to be protected from you because of viral shedding and stuff. If that's not an issue, then why did these signs say, vaccinated or not, mask up? Anyway, Proverbs 23:13. Do not hold back discipline from the child. Although you strike him with the rod, he will not die. You shall strike him with the rod and rescue his soul from hell or Sheol, depending on your translation. And similarly, you know, people say, he's just expressing himself. No, he's not. You are creating the unholy, unloving, irreconcilable, awful person that the Bible talks about. Don't do that. Similarly, Hebrews 12, verse 11, all discipline for the moment seems not to be joyful, but sorrowful. Yet to those who have been trained by it, afterwards it yields the peaceful fruit of righteousness. This is why ladies are attracted to men in uniform, in simple terms, because these men have been trained by discipline. It has yielded the peaceful fruit of righteousness, and you can see in their countenance they're prepared for just about anything. Peaceful fruit of righteousness. That'll do it for today's broadcast. I hope it was informative. As always, it truly is an honor and a pleasure. Take care. God bless. We'll catch you on the other side.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.